I could do a tune. I was very fortunate to get called by a couple of my buddies, great songwriters in Nashville, Verlin Thompson and Mr. Guy Clark. And so we were talking one day and couldn't believe no one had told this story before about String Bean, the great Grand Ole Opry entertainer, banjo picker, comedian, songwriter, singer, and not a lot of people might not know that he was Bill Monroe's first banjo player. So he was the first banjo player in bluegrass music. And if you ever saw String Bean, or even if you didn't, I'll tell you, he used to wear a little funny hat and had a long striped shirt. He was about 6'4" or 6'5". Shirt came all the way down to his knees, then he had a little tiny pair of pants on from there on down. So it's my theory that String Bean probably started hip hop fashion. It could have happened. But this is the story of when String Bean and his wife Estelle came home from the Grand Ole Opry one night. So here's the ballad of String Bean and Estelle. On Ridgetop, Tennessee, in 1973, the Brown boys killed String and Estelle. The reason for it all was in the bib of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys would tell. The thieves laid in wait for hours, but things didn't go their way. It was just a simple plan to rob a banjo man, but he wouldn't let go of his Opry pay. There must have been a terrible struggle for the cash in his bib overalls. The Brown boys said, "Don't give us no trouble. We came for some, but now we want it all." And the thieves said, "Stand and deliver." But I'll do the sun, it was They say that nothing's sacred, and now I have seen it all. I read it in this morning's paper. They've auctioned off strings over all. Thank you.